Hi, everyone, and welcome to Take 10 for Torah, number 383. Of course, any feedback or questions, please email rabbiismach@take10fortorah.org. That's the number 4, for Torah. And also, please remember to share this podcast with anybody. That would be great. Okay, so what I'd like to talk about in this 10 minutes is a simple question. When should davening start on Shabbos? We know very often a weekday minyan, a weekday shul, is going to get together pretty early to daven because it's a pragmatic concern. People have to go to work, and so you got to get them out of there early. The Gemara Megillah says as follows. That discusses Yom Tov, talks about Shabbos, and it talks about Yom Kippur. And it says the following. B'Yom Tov ma'achron lavo u'memharin lotzes. On Yom Tov, we come late to shul. Not that we come late because it started early, but we come late, we start it late. U'memharin lotzes, and we leave early. We leave as soon as we can. B'Yom Kippur u'memharin lavo, we come early on Yom Kippur. U'ma'achron lotzes, and we stay there a long time. U'b'Shabbos u'memharin lavo, and on Shabbos, we start early. U'memharin lotzes, and we leave early. Rashi explains all of these ideas. What's this all about? So on Yom Tov, the reason we start late is because on Yom Tov we're able to cook. And so because we're able to cook and prepare for the meal, and we don't want to have to do that when we come back from shul, we come back from synagogue later, so we prepare earlier in the morning before we go to shul, so we needed a couple of extra minutes, so therefore we should start later in the morning. Okay, that's why we start late on Yom Tov. Why do we want to leave shul early? Isn't shul a good thing? The answer is, yeah, shul is a great thing, but still, Rashi says because of on Yom Tov, there's Simchas Yom Tov. You know, part of the Simcha is to be home and to enjoy your meal and to enjoy the people you're around and to enjoy the holiday as well. On Shabbos, the reason Umharin Lotzes, we leave shul early as soon as we can. There's no reason to schlep and to take a long time. Mishum Oneg Shabbos, because of the joy and the pleasure that Shabbos is supposed to bring, which can be found as well outside of shul. And so on both of those days, we can leave early. On Yom Kippur, of course, we stay late because on Yom Kippur, there's a lot to do and there's not a lot to do outside of shul. Now, why is it that the Gemara says that on Shabbos you start early? Simply because on Yom Tov we start late because there's what to do, there's what to prepare. On Shabbos, of course, there isn't anything to prepare. And the reason there isn't anything to prepare is because Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos morning for the Shabbos meal. Definitely not allowed to cook, etc. The things that really take a nice amount of time. And you had to do whatever you could have done on Erev Shabbos, on Friday afternoon, before Shabbos begins. But therefore, there's no time. So what you should do is come to shul early. Rashi goes so far as to say, is V'yafa l'maher b'yosan l'kro shema kevasikin. If you can, you should try to even start as early as to be able to say Shema at sunrise, to put Shema and Shemona Esrei together with sunrise in between, as the pious used to do, as the Gemara tells us and relates many times in Maseches Brachos. That used to be the best time, the first possible moment to daven Shemona Esrei, to daven the Amida in the morning after sunrise, is when they would do it and put Shema immediately before that. So Rashi says it's nice to even do that. Once we're saying, don't start late on Shabbos, so start even as early as sunrise, which is pretty early. This idea is brought in the Maseches Sofrim. One issue is different, whereas in our Gemara it says that one should end early on Shabbos. It says there one should end late. Why? So that one would be able to teach the rabbi, some teacher, some miturgamen, one, a translator, should be able to teach the men, women, and children the meaning of the parsha. And that's going to take some time. So that would have Shabbos morning davening ending later. But either way, it agrees that you would start early, and even very early, it mentions, even kivatikin, even like the pious would do between putting their sunrise between the Shema and the Shemona Esrei. Now, just to be clear, I'm sure you're all wondering, who is it that's cooking before Shacharis? You know, who are we talking about? Are we talking about men? Are we talking about women? So maybe it's that men should be cooking early, and men should be in charge of the cooking. And that's why a shul, which is generally, at least definitely in the olden days, mostly for men, or definitely for some reason even nowadays, men are expected to come on time. Yes, they really are. And women, maybe less so, but then maybe it was the men who were cooking, and that's why they were given that extra time on Yom Tov morning. Or maybe you could say that, no, the women were cooking, but of course the women were expected to come on time. I saw an interesting comment made by Rav Yaakov Emden. He says, of course, and he's assuming a couple hundred years ago, of course, sorry for that phone, even though cooking might not be what the men are going to be doing. They have to be watching the home, they have to be watching the children, because who's going to do that while the women are cooking? So it's everybody's job. And because it's everybody's job, you have to schedule davening so that everybody can go to davening and help with the responsibilities at home. So it's clear that there's an obligation to help with the responsibilities at home, but not at the expense of davening, but rather that davening should be scheduled around it. Now, there are a couple interesting comments that are made by the tour. The tour says when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you get up early. So Rosh Hashanah wasn't on our list of dates in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, he says, the reason you would get up early is maybe for a few reasons. The only time you would get up late, even though you can cook on Rosh Hashanah, is because you would get up late to, or start late to be able to cook early on the Shalosh Regalim that the Bach suggests. The commentary on the Torah, he says, maybe Rosh Hashanah, the reason we start late, in spite of the fact that you are able to cook, is, well, you know, it's not such a day of celebration, it's a day of trepidation, and there used to be a custom, some people maybe would believe that you're supposed to fast, and no, we don't fast, practically on Rosh Hashanah, but maybe we don't make such magnificent meals, and that's why we're not going to start late, because there's not any cooking to do on Rosh Hashanah morning, or maybe because shul is going to take so long that we want to make sure they can get out, or maybe we want shofar to be a little bit earlier, so therefore shofar should be earlier in the morning, or maybe we want everybody out of shul in time so that they're not fasting past midday, because one is not supposed to fast past midday. So he comes up with a variety of reasons for why in Rosh Hashanah we would daven early. The Bach then, though, is confronted with the Torah. The Torah says that on Sukkot also you should daven early. Why on Sukkot? So he suggests that maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe you didn't get a chance to prepare as much food as you needed to because Erev Sukkot is so busy. You're preparing your Sukkah and you're preparing your Lulav and your Esrog and all of those things. So you didn't have the wherewithal to have enough materials, food, to prepare and to cook on Yom Tov morning, on the first day. So therefore, you wouldn't make davening later to allow for that. Or he says maybe Lulav and Esrog should be earlier, but then he points out that Shmini Atzeres, also the Torah says you should get up early. He says maybe that's because Shmini Atzeres has Yizkar, and Shmini Atzeres has Geshem, and all of those things that we add to the davening that would have extended it out late. So therefore, we're not going to start late. We'll start at the regular time. But what I want to deal with, really, is Shabbos. What time do we daven on Shabbos? Everything we've said so far would point to a Shabbos davening, which is Memarin Lavo, which we would do quickly, as soon as possible, early in the morning. Rashi even suggested as early as Vatikin. So the Mordechai and others point to Psukim in Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas, where it talks about the Karban Tamid. It says in regard to the Karban Tamid, famous words, Sakeves Achad Tasa Baboker, Be Sakeves Hasheni Tasa Ben Harabayim. You were supposed to be bringing this Karban Tamid every single day, Baboker, in the morning. Now, the implication of the morning is, as it's understood by the Mordechai, the first thing in the morning. It should be first thing in the morning. A few Psukim later, it talks about what Karbanos, or how we tweak the Karban Tamid on Shabbos, and it says, Uvayom HaShabbos, this consistent carbon that was brought every single day, not only during the week, but also on Shabbos, should be brought when? It doesn't say Baboker HaShabbos, but it says Uvayom HaShabbos, by day, at some point. And because it's at some point by day, maybe it's not first thing in the morning, maybe it's later in the day. And so the Mordechai suggests this, the Maharil confirms this, the Maharil brings this as well, and the Shulchan Aruch, particularly the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Resh Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph, says this, Lahalacha, it says, V'noag en Shabbos ma'achrin yoser lovo lebeis haknesses mibachol. We start later than we do during the week. Now that's really nice. That's wonderful. Shulchan Aruch says, or at least the Ramah says, that we should start davening later than we do during the week. Now the question is, we have a bit of a contradiction. What's the contradiction? Contradiction is really pretty simple. One Gemara told us that Shabbos is supposed to be maybe Memarin really early. And here we're learning that it's supposed to be late because it says Uviyom HaShabbos and it doesn't refer to Boker. So the Aruch HaShulchan answers, he says, well, if you pay close attention, really the way it works is as follows. Yom Tov is supposed to be late because you should be able to be cooking beforehand. Now, during the week, maybe it's supposed to be very early. But when we say on Shabbos, Mimaharin Lavo, we should be quick to come to shul, that just means quicker than Yontif. And maybe we could do it later than shul, because there is another value, and that's the value of Oneg Shabbos, of sleeping late. And on Shabbos, we are allowed to stay in bed late, because there is an enjoyment in that. And because we're allowed to do that, maybe we should. And we should enjoy ourselves a little bit more than we do during the week, when we don't have that opportunity. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that's what's going on over here. You're supposed to go and start late on Yom Tov to be able to cook. You're supposed to start early during the week, and maybe, as Rashi had said, it's nice on Shabbos if you're up to daven kivasik and to daven when the pious people would daven at sunrise, but really all you need to do, all the Gemara ever meant, was memarin, you should be quicker than you are on Yom Tov. But of course, as the Rama says, based on what it says in Parshas Pinchas, that all it describes the Karban Tamid as Uveyom HaShabbos, you could sleep late, you could start davening a little bit later, but as the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah warn, make sure to make it in time for Shema. Have a good day, and enjoy Shabbos whenever it comes, whatever time you begin davening.